the one who has called me. I will make you just proud.
Indeed, we will make Jesus proud. We are many, we are going to make Jesus proud. Our sweet melodies 94.3. This is Generation 419.
I will make Jesus proud.
If you are not making Jesus proud, it means you are not dancing.
The price that you paid, and the love that you showed, and the prayer that you made, I will make Jesus proud. Lord, the price that you paid, and the love that you showed, and the prayer that you made, I will make Jesus proud. To the many that pray,
if you have just tuned in, you are listening to Sweet Melodies
94.3.
And this is Generation 419. If you hear music like this, you should know that the children are on.
It is written about me to follow.
It's going to be a moment of enjoyment.
The of the one who said,
my name has still not changed.
Why?
I am Reverend Dr. Ike, the children's president. I'm here. Life and colored in the studios of Sweet Melodies
94.3. Hey.
When we are here, it means that we are making Jesus proud. And this is where young people gather to learn the word of God and also to have fun. Very soon, we'll be opening the Bible. We'll be learning very fantastic revelations, startling revelations that are going to change our lives. A sign of making Jesus proud is a sign that you love him, you read your Bible, you pray every day, and you do what God asks you to do. And so this morning is not going to be anything different, but we are going right into the word of God, and we are going to have a wonderful discussion on one of the things, one of the parables Jesus actually said. And to help him in the studio this morning are the children from the glorious Mega Church HQ. The glorious Mega Church. Actually, the name cry, it looks like some Dada B name. The glorious Mega Church.
The master is in me. So I bring my leaders to the one who has called me. I will make it just now.
And so I asked my guests to introduce themselves. Two gentlemen and one beautiful lady. Are you poor? You are not dancing, or you don't like this song? Okay, no problem. All right, so listeners, I want my guests to introduce themselves. Let me start from the beautiful lady amongst us. Okay, Charlie, your name and where you are calling from?
My name is Marcella.
Hey, your voice, your voice is voicing. What, do you sing at church?
Yes.
Oh, you sing. Can you give us something small to spoil the environment, to destroy the ozone layer?
Am I good for nothing? Have I lost my usefulness? I don't wanna be good for nothing. I don't wanna lose my soul.
Hey, hey, it's okay. Otherwise, we'll change the discussion to a singing competition. So you are Marcella.
Yes.
Marcella
Atpene Sikayo Jansi.
Charlie, your names are a lot. Do you have passport? Are your names able to go on the passport? Let's take the names one by one.
Marcella.
Akpene.
Sikayo.
Jansi. Only you. But your names are more than 25 characters. All these names are able to go on your report card. Your report card. Or sometimes yes. they make some of them S, E, and those things.
Yes.
Beautiful. How old are you, Marcella?
I'm 9 years.
9 years in what class?
Class 4.
Wow, 9 years in Class 4. What do you want to be in future?
A lawyer. A
lawyer, barrister. Objection, my lord. Okay, so let me talk to the next our next gentleman, Charlie. Charlie, the way you are sitting, looks like you are the one who controls the Bank of Ghana. Your name is where you are calling from.
My name is David Eram Alo.
David
Eram Alo.
Eram Alo. Okay, David, how old are you?
I am 9 years old.
9 years old, beautiful. And you want to become?
I want to be a pilot.
Pilot. Pilot. You be driving aeroplane. Beautiful. So we have one lawyer, one pilot. Okay. All right. Then you, your name?
Dag Hemish.
Dag Hemish. Charlie, your name, no, it looks like some brand be Dag Hemish. Dag Hemish, how old are you?
I am 9 years.
You're also 9 years. So today I have the 9 year olds in my studio this morning. And all of them are coming from the Glorious Mega Church HQ. Glorious Mega Church HQ. Where is your church located?
Tabora Junction.
Tabora. Actually, the way we have the name as the Glorious Mega Church, then Tabora has come into the thing, spoiling the Tabora. Tabora. Is it Abekan Tabora? Tabora.
Yes.
Are you more at Abekan or Tabora? Is it Tabora? You are more, okay. And your church is the HQ, the headquarters of the, so you have other branches under you?
Yes.
What are some of the branches under the Glorious Mega Church?
Santa Maria.
You have Santa Maria. And Sotum. Okay.
Colegono.
No.
I will make Jesus proud. Let me praise that you pay. And the love that you show. And the prayer that you made. I will make Jesus proud. Who be many that pray? Who be many that preach? Who be many that fast and eat? I will make Jesus proud.
So to make Jesus proud this morning, we are going to have a Bible discussion. So like I said, by now I expected that you have located your Bible, your pen, and then your notebook. And you have called a neighbor to tune into Sweet Melodies 94.3. Our topic for discussion is the Great Banquet. The Great Banquet. This is a topic you never forget in your life. And it is one of the topics that's going to change your life for good. Your life is actually going to change for good. And everyone celebrating their birthday today, happy birthday to you. May you make Jesus proud in your entire life in Jesus' name. May you continue to grow in beauty and excellence. So in the course of our discussion, we will allow you to send us text messages or WhatsApp messages on 0279100600. I have to say it like some Amanonim presenter. 0279100600. Now if I'm doing it Ghana, you say 0279 out of 4. 0279. 100600 Fle Missisia. We are making Jesus proud on Sweet Melodies 94.3. is Generation 419. The banquet, the great banquet, the great banquet. All right, guys, where in the Bible can we find the great banquet?
We can find it in Luke chapter 14.
Luke chapter 4. So let's, if we mention Luke, then we have to open our Bibles to that place. Now, everyone open your Bible to Luke chapter 14. So you at home, before we start, you see, I've been telling you, some of you, in this Saturday program we have where we learn the word of God is actually your Sunday service, because your mother doesn't go to church, your father doesn't go to church, they will also not allow you to go to church. So if God, by the grace of God, you have tuned into this place and you have chanced on this, it's an opportunity to have a dosage of the word of God, I mean, for this week and beyond. So take your Bibles and let's go to Luke chapter
14.
Everybody, Luke chapter 14, verse
16 to 24.
Verse 16. What version are you going to read from?
I'm reading, it's a life application.
Life application Bible. Okay. Okay. All right. That's fine. Luke chapter 14, verse 16 to, we are going all the way to where?
24.
Okay. Okay. All right. It's a long passage. So Marcella, let's go.
Jesus replied with this story. A man prepared a great feast and sent out many invitations. When the banquet was ready, he sent his servants to go and call the invited guests. Come, the banquet is ready. But they all began making excuses. One said, I have just bought a field and must inspect it. Please excuse me.
Mm.
Another said, I have just bought 5 pairs of oxen and I want to try them out.
Mm.
Please excuse me. Another also said, I now have a wife, so I can't come. The servant returned and told his master what they had said. His master was furious and said, go quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. After the servant had done this, he reported, there is still room for more. So his master said, go out into the country lanes and behind the hedges and urge anyone you find to come, so that the house will be full. For none of those I first invited will get even the smallest taste of my banquet.
Wow. Amen. Amen. This passage is a mixture of feelings. I mean, where there's excitement somewhere and also where we have sadness somewhere. Now, I want to ask all of you, what is your assessment of this particular parable, okay, or this passage we have read? How do you understand it? Doug, let me start with you. Doug, how do you understand this passage?
On the Sabbath day,
okay,
Jesus was preaching in the synagogue.
Okay.
And then he told the people the story.
Okay, this particular story, yeah.
That a certain man made a big made a great banquet.
A great banquet.
And he sent his servants to go and
call people
to come for the banquet.
Okay.
When it was ready, he told his servants to go and call those who
invited. Okay.
And all of them made excuses.
Mm.
One of them said that I have just bought a field. I need to look at it.
So he said he has bought a land. A field is a land, or
yes.
So he example, where did he buy the land? Example of places where they buy land this. Don't say Kaswa. I beg you. Don't say Kaswa. So let's say he said he bought some land at Isawam. Then he wants to go and see the land. Okay. Then another one said what?
The second one said I just bought some oxen and I need to check them out. Please excuse me.
Modern day oxen will be what?
More animals.
Yes. So an oxen is an animal, but a modern day oxen would be like a car. So the guy he has bought a car, because in those days, they use oxen, but now we use cars. So if it were in our day now, the man would have said that, oh, he has just bought some car, so he can't come. He wants to go and test whether the car is good. Okay, then the last person.
The last person said that I have just got married.
Ha! He just got married. Okay, so he married Saturday, then the banquet is on Sunday evening. He said he can't come. Okay.
So the servants went to the master.
Okay.
And told him that the people said that they can't come.
Okay.
Then the master got very angry.
Angry, yeah.
And said that, go and look for the blind and the lame and the deaf to let them come for the banquet.
Okay.
Then the servants came to the master and said that, we have done what you have asked us to do, but there's still room.
Okay.
Then he said that, go to the countryside and the roads and look for more people.
More people.
For I tell you that those who are invited who did not come will not taste.
They can't eat my food. Yes. I'll not allow them to eat my food. Okay. All right. Beautiful. David, tell us how you also understand this particular parable, this particular story.
Jesus replied with this story.
Okay.
A man made a banquet.
A banquet.
He invited
people. No. So let's go down and understand what these words mean. A banquet. What's a banquet?
A banquet is a feast for many people.
Okay. Okay. So let's say like some dinner. Have you had dinner at church before?
Yes.
You had dinner at church?
Yes.
Okay, so you dressed and your dinner wear, the ladies you were in your dinner wear, and the guys you were in tie or some tuxedo, okay, and then you came to the dinner. All right. So the other thing is that this type of high profile dinner, you have to be invited. You can't just go. Okay, so the man thought of his friends and he invited them. Okay, continue, David.
When the banquet was ready,
okay,
he told his servants to go and call the guests.
To go and tell the guests that, Charlie, the food is ready. The food is ready. So you can come now. Mm-hmm.
When the servants went, they all made excuses.
All of them?
Yes.
All of them, they made excuses. Okay.
The first one said that he just bought a land, so he must inspect it. Then the second one said, he just bought 5 pairs of oxen, so he has to try them out.
Yeah.
And then the third man said that he just got married.
He's so the one who has married, you know.
So he can't come. The servant went home and told the master what had happened.
Yeah.
When the master heard it, he was furious.
Very angry.
So he told his servant to go to the streets and alleys of the town and bring the poor, the blind, the lame and the crippled. When the servants had done this, he reported to the master that there is still room for more.
Yeah.
So the master said, go to the highways and country roads. Bring anyone you see, so my house will be full. Those who I first invited will never taste even the smallest of my banquet.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So now let's pick this this story one by one. And then let's go into it. First of all, I want to tell all of you that this man who threw the party, he is not a Ghanaian. Okay, if he were Ghana, you don't invite the people. As you have arranged chairs, the people will come by themselves. The people have heard music, they will come and sit there and be drinking pure water to wait for the food. Ghana, you don't have to invite people to come for party. You just have to play music and arrange plastic chairs before you see. No, have you gone to party you have not been invited before?
Yes.
Dak,
yes.
Have you gone for a party? Is that some party is happening in the area? Nobody invited you, but you went.
Yes.
So when you went, they served you.
Yes.
Hey, David, have you tried that thing before?
No.
You don't like those things. You always go to places you are invited. Marcel, have you gone to a place where you have not been invited for some party, be in the area, some music that you went to pass there and then?
Yes.
Hey! And they served you?
Yes.
What did they give you?
Jollof.
The master is in me, so I pray my allegiance to the one who has called me. I will make this a sound.
Masala, they give you jollof. Jollof is what? Sausage.
Fried chicken.
Chicken. But what was happening? Was it a funeral or Christmas party or birthday party or wedding?
Birthday party.
And the love that you showed.
Yeah, we are making Jesus proud.
The prayer that you made.
All right, so let's understand that. I mean, this particular man who threw the party, I mean, number one, he wasn't a Ghanaian, because Ghana, it doesn't take effort to invite people to attend your parties. People will just gather when they see that there's music and plastic chairs are arranged. Okay, so he said that, and then the other thing we have to also look at is that the Bible say it was a dinner. Okay, my own said it's a supper. When do we actually do supper?
In the evening.
So breakfast, we have lunch. Breakfast supper. Is what?
Breakfast is for the morning.
Lunch, afternoon.
Supper is for the evening.
When do we take brunch?
Brunch.
Have you heard of brunch?
No.
Brunch is between breakfast and lunch. Okay. Yeah, so if you don't take breakfast and you don't intend to take lunch, in between breakfast and lunch, it's called brunch. Okay, and then as for snack, you all know snacks.
Yes.
You take snack to school. Okay. So we are, number one, we are learning that this whole event was supposed to take place in the evening. Okay. And so this man had friends. Okay, he had friends. Okay, then he invited his friends to come for the party. Okay, so let's actually say that the banquet is a type of party. Okay, just that it's a formal ceremony. You can't wear t-shirts to a banquet. No. You can, if you wear t-shirt to a banquet, they'll sack you. Even the people who serve at the banquet, they don't wear t-shirts. Okay, so it's happening in the evening, and then his friends, when he was done, he asked his servant to go and call the friends to come, and the friends started giving excuses. Let's look at the first person who gave the excuse. Who gave the excuse for that?
The first excuse was I have just bought land.
I've just bought a land. Okay.
And I need to look.
So wait, all of us will take the excuses one by one, and then you tell us whether the excuses were valid or not. Okay, so Doug, you are taking the one who bought the land. David, you are taking the guy who
bought 5 pairs of oxen.
Who bought the 5 oxen, and then Marcella,
the person who just got
you
married.
You like the marriage one. Okay, so let's go.
So the excuse was not important because the man was looking at his land in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, you are saying something important. Say it again.
I said that the excuse was not important because the man was looking at his land in the evening. And this thing, we don't look at land in the evening.
You can't look at it. If you buy a land, how do you go and look at the land in the evening? It can happen. It can happen. So this excuse is a lie. So it's like, actually, he doesn't want to come. Is that not it? So because he doesn't want to come, he decided to give an excuse. No, but let's look at it. Number one, you paid for a land you haven't seen. Do you understand? And then number two, to see the land you have paid for, you have decided that you are going to see the land in the evening. Who does that? Who does that? So now, do you agree that this landlord, he was lying? He was lying. David?
Yes.
David, so this person who gave this excuse, he was lying. So this excuse is a lie.
Yes.
Okay. David?
The second one said that he just bought 5 pairs of oxen.
5 pairs of oxen. Okay.
So he must inspect it.
He must inspect it. Okay.
And we don't inspect animals in the evening.
But like I said, if we are even saying that the animals in modern day is a car, do you understand? And somebody invites you for a dinner. I think that you should even drive the car there for the person to know that, oh, Charlie, you have bought some cow. That's the place you have to show off the car for your friends to know that, oh, Charlie, you bought some new Bugatti and all that. Hey, but it's like, oh, I'm now going to try the car, or I'm going to try the car in the evening. Do you agree that this man, to his excuse, is a lie?
Yes.
It's a lie. He also lied. Okay.
It is unacceptable.
Mm.
Because if you got married,
mm-hmm.
you can show your friends that, wow, this
woman
is
wife.
Beautiful.
This is my wife. Beautiful wife. So, as for the last person, maybe
it's a really big lie.
It's a lie. Because the last person, may I expect that, look, you, if you just got married and there's a dinner, look, this is the time you have to bring your bride. I mean, as you are walking, then they say, Mr. and Mrs., something has arrived. And then, I mean, it's nice. But this guy said that too.
Even if you get married, you have to make a banquet or a party.
Aha! If you marry, you see, when people do their wedding, Saturday, Sunday, they do some small party be for family and friends. Have you attended such parties before?
Yes.
Charlie, I went one. B. It was after church. Oh, Charlie, it was like some banquet in Lapia, some fufu. Oh, look, when I got after it, I told them that they should package another one. They should package another one for me. So I think it's a very good idea. Yes, what you are saying is very important. So like, somebody has already organized the party. It's not like you are paying for the party.
You never if, know if the person organized it for you.
For you. Ah! Marcella, you are bringing out the revelation. Maybe your friend thought of you. This is your rich friend. He thought of you. He said, oh, Charlie, I want to throw some party in your honor. And then you have disappointed your friend. Told your friend that, oh, Charlie, if I look at the way things are going, me and my wife, we can't come. Now, if you were in the shoes of that friend, how will you have felt? Will you have felt differently, or you would have been angry with your friends?
Well, I would have been angry. Yes, angry because why can't you come?
Why can't you come? So you see how painful it is when you invite people and they don't show up. Like your birthday party, you invited some friends and your friends were doing like, oh, we can't.
They doubted you.
Yes. Oh, we can't come, this. So the master also got angry. And then what happened?
So he then sent his servants.
His servants. This same servant who went to call the people. Yes. These servants, they were working power. That day, yes. they worked. They worked. But have you also noticed that anytime there's party in your house, you don't eat. You are the one who have been doing the work. The people in the house, they've been washing, going to buy things. It's the guest who eat when they leave before the house people. So me, I don't like throwing party. I like attending
parties.
Hey, if you attend parties, you are important. They serve you well. But if you do one in your house, usually you don't enjoy. You are doing a lot of work. But the man has tried. And I'm sure it's the reason the man was angry. Because he put in a lot of, it takes a lot of effort to throw a party. Have you had any birthday party before?
Yeah.
Marcella, which of the parties have you thrown before?
A birthday party.
Party. Which one? Your fifth birthday?
Yes. Fifth birthday.
Okay. And your friends came?
Yes.
Did you have people who didn't show up?
Oh, no. Everyone.
Everyone came. All the people you invited, they came. But you didn't invite me. Charlie, but next year you'll be 10 years. Or you'll be 10 years this year?
This year.
This year you'll be 10 years?
Yes.
Are we planning something? Speak to mommy.
Okay.
Tell that Reverend Ike said that you should do party. Because 10 years is a very important stage of your life. Oh. 10 years. Tell her that she should do jollof and call her so that we'll come.
Okay.
So you feel very sad if your friends don't show up for your event. Yes. Okay. So the master told the servants, what was the first instruction he gave them?
Said, go quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.
This particular one, what does it mean?
Because his friends didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Those who didn't know or they couldn't afford to come, he sent his servants to go and bring them to come and fill his banquet. Because he feels like he has made something for his friends, but they refuse because he puts much effort.
And then the other thing, the other reason could be that because the friends didn't show up, the food might have got spoiled.
Yes.
Do you understand? And then maybe the things he bought a lot. Who is going to eat them? The servants, they can't eat much. So he has to get people to come in, other people who were not invited. Okay, like our people that when there's party, they don't invite them, but they come, no? They come anyway. Dag, don't you think so?
Yes.
Yes. So the friends, those people came in. But something happened.
So when the servant did so, they told his master that there was still some room.
Mm.
So the master said they should go to the country lanes mm-hmm. and behind the hedges and urge anyone you find to come.
Mm.
So that the house will be full.
So the master is actually looking at the fact that, look, every chair arranged must be occupied by someone.
Yes.
The food in the house must be eaten. We must not leave anything behind. Okay. The effort, the people who speak English, they say they call it effort. Effort. The effort, the journalist, they say they call it effort. The effort he has put in, okay, must be worth it. So if these friends are not coming, if this my bourgeoisie, do you know bourgeoisie? Very important friends. If they are not coming, then I have to call people who I didn't invite in the first place to take over. Now, guys, I want to ask you, how do we apply this story to our lives as young people? How do we apply this story to our lives? Yes, Doug.
How you can apply it is that
When
God calls us as young people,
mm.
we should listen to him.
Okay.
And if we do not listen to what God told us to do, God will punish you or send you to hell.
Wow. David, tell us, how do we apply this story to our lives as young people?
We must invite people to church and to Jesus Christ so that they can be born again and start a new life with Jesus Christ.
So this parable, like David is saying, is teaching us that there are people God is calling who have decided that they won't show up. But then there are other people that we can also invite, but they will show up. Do you understand? Because at the second invitation, when the master asked the servant to call these people who have not been invited, they came. And there was still more room. So he asked them, they should go again and go. This one, they should go and call these weed smokers, all these bad people. They should all come and eat. But initially, the banquet was not meant for them. But he said, if you call them, they will come in and then they will come and dine here and they will also have a better life. Okay, David. Yes. David, you want to read something?
Okay. John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12.
John chapter 1, verse... Let's all open to John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12.
He came to the world that his own.
Okay.
And his own people did not accept him.
Mm.
But some people did accept him.
Mm.
They believed in him. And he gave them the right to become children of God.
Amen. What a scripture. So this scripture is actually summarizing the whole story. David, read it again. Verse 11 to 12, read it again.
John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12.
Mm.
He came to the world that is his own.
My own says that he came to his own. He came to the people that are, he came to his friends. He came to his family members. He came to these friends that he has invited. He has invited his friends. Do you understand? And his friends did not receive him. Or his friend did not honor the invitation. Are you understanding what the scripture is saying? Then he said that, verse 12 said that, but as many as received him, all these people we went to call later to come in, as many of them as they have come, he has given them the right. He has given them the power to become the sons of God. So if my friends whom I invited, whom I thought of and I threw the party and they didn't show up, then I will let other people eat the food that I have prepared for them. Wow. Let's go for a quick commercial break and we'll be back.
We make it so strong.
If you have just joined, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and this is Generation 419, your favorite children's program on radio. We are talking about the Great Banquet, the Great Banquet. I'm here with the children from the Glorious Mega Church, the Glorious Mega Church HQ. That's the headquarters at Tabora, and we are discussing the Great Banquet. And you at home, I honestly feel that you are learning something very important. We are dissecting the passage. We are trying to understand every bit of it. And we are looking at how it applies to our lives practically as young people.
That you paid, and the love that you showed, and the prayer that you made.
All right, so who actually can we liken the master in the passage to?
Jesus Christ.
The master.
So the master is Jesus Christ.
Okay, the one who threw the party.
Yes.
The man who threw the party.
Yes.
It's Jesus Christ. It represents Jesus Christ. Okay.
The banquet is salvation.
The banquet is salvation. So they were being invited to the banquet. And Jesus is also inviting us.
Okay. To the salvation.
All right.
We are the servants.
You and who?
Everyone here is a servant.
All of us, we are servants. Beautiful.
The people are sinners. People are sinners.
Which people? Which people are sinners?
Like those who...
Who came later.
Yes, those who came later.
These people were not invited. Or which people? Is it the first people who were invited or...
The people who were not invited.
Okay.
Our duty is to preach to them about Jesus, to be born again and live a new life.
So the parable is teaching us that this master who threw the party represents Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The banquet in itself, the whole ceremony, the whole event, it's salvation. Okay. Mm-hmm. That we need the master is calling people to himself to come and be saved. Okay. Yes. And then we are the servants. We in church already. Those of us who know God, we are the servant. We are the people who are being sent to go and tell the people that, oh, the party is ready, you come. And the people said they will not come. And then we came to tell him, say, go back again. I think the servant, they went like three times. The first
three times.
The first one was when they went to call.
The invited guests.
Yes. And they gave excuses. The second one was.
When they went to invite other people.
The other people. The first group of people.
And then the third one was when there was still room, and then the master said he should go and check the country.
The highways and the hedges and the countryside and all that, and bring them in so that the house will be full. But I think that the master, he was angry, Paul, because the last statement he made, read the last statement, verse 20-something?
24.
24.
For I say to you. That none of those men who were invited.
None of the people who were invited.
Who are invited shall taste my supper.
Charlie, the man was furious. Like, he paid him. Like, none of the people, all these people that I've invited, none of them would. You want to say something? Yes, Doug.
Salvation is a big dinner.
Okay.
If we make excuses. We will lose our place in heaven.
It's true.
And the verse you can find it is John chapter 14, verse.
John 14.
24.
John 14, verse.
24.
John 14, verse 24. So we are saying that this salvation thing is a privilege being done to us. And if you decide that you are not going to honor the invitation, then you'll be replaced. Okay. John chapter 14, verse 24.
He whom does not love me does not keep my words.
Okay.
And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent
me. So this is the servant talking. That look, I'm not the one inviting you. It is my master who has asked me to come and call you, and so it's not my word that I've come to say. It is the words of the one who has sent me to you, guys. I think this is a serious story that we are discussing, and we have a lot of young people among us who don't want to give their lives to Christ. I think it's very important we talk about this. Okay. There are people like us in our homes. There are people like us in our schools who have decided that, Charlie, they know whatever invitation we give them, they will still not show up for anything. They won't give their lives to Christ, nothing. They won't do anything. And I think God is very angry. God is very, very angry. And he's saying that, I've invited you. I've given you the chance to turn and come, but you are not making use of the opportunity that I've given you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm getting emotional about it because of how, you see, if somebody has put in effort to invite you to something which is going to benefit you, and you decided that you are going to give the person excuse. Do we have young people who give excuses when we call them to church?
Yes.
What are some of the excuses they give you?
One excuse is that.
Have you gone to call anyone to church? Yes. Okay, and the person decided that he will not come, but will give you an excuse. Tell us some of the excuses they give you.
The excuse that the person said was that my mother has told me to wash my clothes.
Mm.
And most of the time, you are so, instead of you to wash your clothes on
Saturday,
you decide to wash it on the Sunday.
Sunday.
So that you can't come to church.
Yeah. David, tell us some of the excuses you have heard.
They say that they don't have clothes to wear.
Bohobium. That excuse, anyone who doesn't want to come to church, that excuse they give. So they don't have clothes to church. Have you all heard this excuse before?
Yes.
Maybe you went to call somebody, the person tell, oh, look at me, I don't have clothes, so I don't have any. Meanwhile, when they are going for other places, they have clothes. But like, as for church, they don't have clothes. If you are going to a excursion party, or they have things they wear. Hey, David, is there any other excuse they give? So some people say their parents have sent them. I met somebody like that. So, Osofu, my mother has sent me. If you are going to call somebody to church and the person says that their mother has sent them, I mean, how do you tell them don't go and come to church? Some way. But all these excuses we are saying, they are lies. They are lies. Marcella, tell us some of the excuses you have heard.
They said that they are too late. The time has already run out, so they can't go to church.
So you should go next week.
And they said they will go next week, but next week.
Next week they don't show up.
And another one is that when we invite them, they will say that they are going to invite another person again, but they'll run away.
No, explain it. I don't understand.
Like say I've invited someone.
Okay.
The person said, oh, okay, I'll come to church.
Okay.
Let me go and invite another friend.
So I'm going to call my friend.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But instead, the person has run away.
Or sometimes they'll tell you, oh, but your church is here. I know that. You go, I'll come.
Yes.
You go, I'll come. I'm going to Bath, I'll come. Do you see? And I think that God has given us this opportunity, but we are not making good use of them. Now, finally, what do we do? What do we do as young people to help our friends who don't, how do you call it, who don't see this chance given to them as an opportunity, or who don't see this chance as an honor God is giving them? What do we do to help them?
The first thing that you have to do is that you have to force them to come. You have to force them to come.
Yeah, because I saw in the verse we read, Look at the verse we read. Verse Where did we end it? 24. Verse 24. Look at verse 23. It says that, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them. And so the word compel there is force. Go and force them to come. It's like the house was not getting full. Let me look at the definition for the word compel. So it says that compel is a verb. It means to force, to pressurize something, to pressurize into, to drive, to press, to push, to prevail on. I've seen one there, to intimidate, to terrorize, to put under obligation, to bully into. Hey, all these things just to get somebody to come to church. To get somebody to come and eat food. We have to force the person. So, David, Doug, I'm getting your point. One way to help our friends is to force them. To force them. How do we force them?
Sometimes you have to force them to go and bath.
Okay.
For example, the last time we went there, we had to force the person to go and bath.
Okay.
And then we had to clothe the person and drag him.
Hey! So you waited for the person to bath?
Yes.
And then you waited for the person to dress up?
Yes.
And you brought the person to church? Yes. So this one there is real. It's real bullying the person into church, but you give the person pressure. David, your father is a reverend. I can understand.
His father is a shepherd.
Okay. David, what do we do to help our friends?
We must invite people we don't know.
Okay, we have to invite people we don't know. It's true. So if we read the passage carefully, the first group were people that the master knew, these three friends. Do you understand? And I also think that when you are invited, you don't just invite few people. Because how do you do party three people? All of them disappointed you. Now you don't have anybody to eat your food. You have to invite a lot of people so that at least if these people disappoint you, these people can come. Okay? But back to your point, we have to invite people we don't know. It's true. It's true. If we are depending on the number of people you know, then the room will not be full. Because how many people do you know? How many people do you know? Apart from your classmates, you don't know anybody else. The area, even your area, your mother doesn't allow you to go out. If they close the gate and things, if you go out, no. If you want to start, hey, where are you going? They'll kidnap you. Come back. Uh-huh. So we have to invite a lot of people we don't know. Marcella, what do we do to help our friends? What do we do to help our friends?
To help our friends, we should comfort them in anything when they are upset.
Okay. How do we do that?
For example, if someone is crying,
okay,
first you have to pamper the person,
yeah,
and ask what happened and solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. And then we can, because some of them, they also have problems. Even though we want them to come to church, they have problems. And sometimes, as young people, these problems are coming from higher authority, like our parents who don't want... They are actually parents who don't want their children to come to church. Yes, I've met plenty, a lot of parents who don't want their children to come to church. Oh, you come to the church, you push, you go. They insult you and all that, so... I think that what you are saying is very powerful. We have to make sure that we find out what the problems are and how best we can help them. Some of them also genuinely, they don't have clothes. So if you have clothes and you can give them, you are solving their problems. Okay.
And there's a point I want to add.
Please add.
One thing is that you have to be committed.
Okay.
Jesus said that our commitment to him must look like a distinct for everyone else.
Yeah.
We must pick up our cross and follow him.
We have to pick up our cross and follow him. Yes, Marcella.
I also have a point.
Yes, please.
This one is a warning from the parable.
Mm.
that there is time for everything. Mm-hmm. So the excuses that were said by the three friends were done at the wrong time.
Okay. Okay. So if you keep giving excuses, and I think it's right, if you keep giving excuses, I'm not sure they are going to wait for you forever. Do you understand? I'm not sure the man would have said that, oh, because you said we are going to look at the field, we'll wait for you when you come back. And you notice that all of them were replaced. New people who were not... were not thought of originally. They are the people who came to eat the food. Yes, so we have to stop all the excuses. And we learned from the beginning that all the excuses are lies. All excuses, they are lies. If you want to do it, you do it anyway. This is Generation 419 or Sweet Melodies 94.3 with me, Reverend Dr. Ike. I've been in the studio with the children from the glorious mega church, and we've been discussing about the great banquet. We went in and we looked at how this parable affects our lives as young people, the lessons we learned from, or we can learn from it, and then the warnings also. So if you're a young person listening to us, we want to tell you that, look, your clock is ticking, time is going. If you keep giving excuses and keep saying that, oh, you are young, most young people, I feel that there are excuses that, oh, they are young and that they want to wait when they become older and that they can give their lives to Christ. But the best opportunity you are given to give your life to Christ is when you are young. You can do much when you are younger. Thank you for joining us. But before we leave, I would like my guests to give some shout out to their friends. Or they should give us their final words on this particular parable, then they'll give us some shout out. Doug. So, what's your final words to our friends who are listening to us?
My final word is that as young people,
okay,
we should go out and preach the word of God
to
people, so that when God calls them, they will listen to you.
Amen. Amen. David, what's your final words to our friends who are listening to us?
We should not give excuses, because if you give an excuse when you have to go to church, you will lose your place in heaven.
Don't give excuses. Listen, young people, the excuses are too many. The excuses are too many. Marcella.
My friends, please, be fearful to God, but don't be fearless. Because you never know the consequences that are coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So I want to give an opportunity to give some shout out to your friends, your family, anybody you can think of this morning. Mention the person's name and then give the person some shout out. Let me start with you, David. Doug. Oh, no, David. Let me start with you, David. All the time I start from here or here. Let me start with you. Yes. Mention some people's name and then give them shout out. Who can you think of?
My father.
If you say your father, my father. Mention your father's name.
Mr. Allo.
Mr. Allo. What is his first name? But the way you are mentioning your father's name, you are afraid, you know. Mr. Allo. The man, his name carries power. What is his first name?
Geoffrey
Allo. What do you want to tell him?
I want to tell him that he must invite more people to church.
Hey, your father must invite more people. Today they will beat you in the house. hey, Mr. Allo, you have to invite more people to church, because what we are learning today is about invitation to church, invitation to Christ. Mr. Allo, he doesn't invite people to church.
He invites,
but he should do more. Mr. Allo, please do more. Okay, Doug.
This to Reverend.
You want to give shout out to
my father, Reverend Benjamin Osei.
Reverend Ben Osei, and then
I'm telling him that he should preach more to people.
He should preach more to people. Reverend Ben, you have to preach more to people. You have to preach more to a lot of people. All right, Marcella.
I'm also giving a shout out to my father.
Okay.
Pastor Emmanuel.
Okay.
That he should evangelize
more,
and bring more people to church.
Hallelujah. And to everyone listening to us, we want to say God bless you so much for the opportunity. We want to give shout out to our pastors who actually prepared us and brought us here for this discussion. Pastor Richard, LP Hannah, Auntie Pat, and all the children's pastors in the glorious mega church HQ in Tabora. And shout out to our resident Bishop Jude Rakatete. God bless you for giving us an opportunity to be here. And to my listeners who always listen to me constantly, Saturday after Saturday, God bless you for listening. But before we go, if you have not given your life to Christ, I want to give you this opportunity to give your life to Christ. And I think all of you should help us. Okay, let's pray this simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus,
please forgive me
of all my sins. I confess you with my mouth. And I believe in my heart. That you are Christ Jesus. Please write my name.
In the book of life.
I am for you.
And you alone.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So if you have just said this simple prayer, what it means is that you are born again. And I believe that tomorrow is Sunday. Try as much as possible. Look for a Bible-believing church and attend. If you stay in and around Bawe and you are looking for a beautiful church to attend, then come to my church. Keep My Word Chapel International, Bawe Zero. I'll be there to pastor. I'll be there to receive you. A wonderful church, air-conditioned church. Hey, you have not seen a children's church that is air-conditioned before. Come there. Now you enjoy church. So God willing, next week we shall be meeting right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. My name is Reverend Dr. Ike. Bye.